Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Right, boxing fans right around the world will have a keen eye on what goes on in New York this weekend. Of course, it is the massive clash between James DeGale and Badou Jack here in the Northwest, and more specifically Merseyside. We've got an even keener eye because the winner faces our very own Callum Smith, who's heading out there to watch the fight a little bit later on today. Let's speak to him now. Morning, Callum.
Morning, mate. How are you? Okay.
Great, thank you. It's tasty, isn't it? I mean, I know you'll be looking forward to your fight with the winner, but I'm sure you're just looking forward to this as a spectacle itself, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a good fight. You know, take my situation out of it, it's a very good fight to one of the best fighters in a weight division in the world going up against each other. It's what people want to see, champions fighting each other, and it is good to see, and it's a little bit better for me knowing that I'm awaiting the winner.
Yeah, you're heading out there. You're going to have front row seats for it. Just in terms of what you're expecting from DeGale against Badou Jack, I've had a lot of people saying James DeGale will simply be too good. What's your perspective on it?
I think it's a good fight. I think he's got off recent performances. Then, as you could say, it's a pretty even 50-50 fight. I just think the best of both fighters turns up, then DeGale is the better man. He's been known to switch off in the past and not allow fights to be a little bit closer than what he should have been after having a good start. But I think we should be motivated for this. It's a unification fight, and I think we will see the best version of him. And I think if that is the case, then I do think he will be a little bit too good on the night.
So the IBF champion against the WBC belt holder, what sort of fight will it turn into?
I think it's hard to say. I think Jack's pretty cagey. He doesn't throw a lot, but he doesn't waste a lot where he throws, he lands. And I think DeGale's kind of the opposite. He'll come out under mile an hour, throws a lot of shots and looks very good, but then goes missing in the middle round. And I think if he does that, then Jack will be looking to press, and I think that's where he'll look to take a lot of the rounds in the middle, and then could end up a good finish. But there's a lot of ways the fight could go, but I do think stylistically it will be a good one and an enjoyable one to watch.
They've both only got one defeat, haven't they, on their records so far. Does it surprise you? Or James DeGale, for example, he's just got that one defeat. Does he think that he shouldn't have been beaten?
Yeah, I think he feels he won it. He should have won it. I thought he'd just done enough at the time of watching it. But
this was George Groves, wasn't it?
I thought it was his own fault for letting it be close. I think he underperformed and thought that he only had to turn up to win, and he allowed the fight to be close and it was given against him. But I do think he's learned from that, and he's improved since. And same with Badou Jack, he was knocked out of someone he's expected to beat, and I think he's improved a lot since that fight. A lot of the people ripped him off because of it, and he's gone on to win a world title as the underdog, and then he's won some defences against likes of George Groves as the underdog. And I think it's only now people are starting to sit up and take notice that he is a good fighter, and he's not the weak champion that people once thought he was.
We all know you're the mandatory challenger. You're sat there just waiting. When you sit ringside alongside Joe Gallagher, can you actually sit and enjoy it, or does it turn into more of an analysis for yourself, Callum, in Madison Square Garden?
I don't know. I think I'll enjoy it. I think Joe will be analysing it a bit more than me. But for me, I'm a boxing fan as well as not a boxer. I will enjoy watching it. I think when you want to get home and I get back in the gym with Joe, we start working on tactics to try and beat whoever it is that wins it, then it'll sort of sink in and become more of a task for me. But at the minute, I'm just looking forward to seeing who wins and seeing who I'm going to come up against in the next few months.
Does the perspective in terms of your training and routine and what you're going to focus on change that much depending on who wins this fight? Is it a completely different sort of battle plan for both fighters?
Yeah, I don't think it couldn't be any further from each other. DeGale's an awkward southpaw, and Jack's a stand-up orthodox. I think stylistically they're both completely different to each other. So though I've been training recently, it's hard to train specifically for each one because they're both so different. So it'll be nice to know who it is after the weekend, and I can focus 100% on that style, and Joe can start arranging sparring partners and stuff like that. So not a lot we can do until we realise who comes through, because like I said, they are both completely different fighters stylistically.
I was right, wasn't I, in saying it's Madison Square Garden? Is that's where the fight's been held? Is it?
No, it's New York, but I think it's the Barclays Centre.
Oh, right.
Had, yeah. So,
right, well, just as good, I suppose, in a way.
Yeah, it's a new arena. It's a nice one as well, so be looking forward to seeing that. And one of the worst places it could be going to watch a fight isn't in New York. It's a great city. I've been there before, and I'm looking forward to going there again.
early hours of Sunday morning, something like 2, 3 a.m., that one's going to kick off. I suppose it's a taster for you as well for 2017, when clearly whoever it is Callum Smith fights, George Groves or Badou Jack, is the centre stage attraction and becomes the huge fight.
Yeah, they've not said 2017 is the year that Beaver can become a world champion, but not only that, I think there's a lot of massive fights for me to be involved in. I'm in a very good division on the world scene and domestically. George Groves, James DeGale, there's a lot of good fighters, so they're the fights I want to be involved in. I feel I've had all my learning fights and it's time to see how good I am against some of the best in the division.
Can you beat either of these guys, James DeGale, Badou Jack?
Yeah, 100%. I wouldn't be sitting in the position I am if I didn't believe I could. No, I'd go and have a few more lane and fight if I didn't feel I was ready. But no, I 100% believe, given the opportunity, I've got to beat either of them. And it's time to hopefully prove everyone right. I've been backed as a future world champion from very early in my career, and it's time to prove them all right and deliver.
How are the timescales going to work out? Because obviously this is sort of mid-January. When are you hoping something would come to fruition in terms of things being nailed down for dates and everything else for you?
I think it's got to happen by the end of May. So I think whoever comes out of this will want as long as they can, because they'll obviously want a bit of a rest after it before they start another camp. So I think it's looking like May time, no later. So I was back in the gym, I had a good rest over Christmas, and then I'll just probably know a bit more after the weekend. But I think May time is probably ideal for me as well. So we're leaning towards then.
End of May. And where could a possible fight be? Does that depend on who wins it?
Yeah, I think that depends as well. I think if the girl wins, it'll 100% be in England. So obviously London or Liverpool. Jack wins, then there's a chance of getting him over here. But no, I'd love to go over to America and fight him. So again, the location entirely depends on who wins as well. So there's a lot to be decided after the weekend.
Does that appeal to you, fighting in America?
Yeah, I'd love to. I've been over there with my brothers, and I think as a kid you used to stay up late and watch the fight in America, and to be involved in one of them and go over to America and win a world title, it is a massive box tick for myself personally. So although I'd love home advantage, then I wouldn't mind going over to America either. So I think it's win-win, really.
Doesn't matter where you fight over there, it'd be absolutely amazing, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
On the DeGale front, if it is in England, well, it obviously would be in England, wouldn't it? Who holds the cards or the power in terms of, because you said you'd obviously like Liverpool, wouldn't you? London or Liverpool. Yeah. Does he hold more of the power there in terms of a negotiation at that point?
Possibly, because he'll obviously be champion. But I think from a promoter's point of view, it's whatever makes most sense, where it sells better, whether it's Liverpool will be better or London. I'd leave that down to Matthew. But England, it's home, really. Whether I go to London or Liverpool, it wouldn't really bother me. I'd still be confident coming away with both belts. So we'll have to just wait and see who comes out and let the management team and promotion teams decide all that, and I'll just concentrate on training and on making sure I'm in the best physical condition to do a job.
What a year it's going to be, 2017. Yeah. It all sounds like it's stacking up perfectly. If it was the end of May, would you look at sort of two fights within the calendar year? Three fights in the calendar year then? Or two or three?
Any two or three. I think get one out of May in May, and then fingers crossed, if I'm world champion after that, then I would like to defend it in Liverpool. So we'll just have to see. But all eyes are focused on this one, really. I wouldn't like to look too much ahead, but I've been quite busy throughout my career, and I wouldn't like to change once I become world champion. I'd just like to stay busy and active.
There's no with there, Callum. It's all going to work itself out. Have a brilliant trip over to New York. Your prediction on it, DeGale or Jack?
DeGale, point.
DeGale. It's worth staying up for then. Have a cracker, Callum. Thank you.
Thanks on me. Thank you. See you soon.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.